At children's time, I shared with you about the wedding of Cana, like the choir sang about, and the miracle of water jars suddenly having what the crowd desired. Carol will share with us another story. I invite you to listen and to consider how these two stories help us to face this new year together.
Our first reading is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 14. In any case, it was kind of you to share my distress. Our second reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house with many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of hope, peace, joy and love, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So have you ever found yourself feeling alone, even in the midst of a party? Surrounded by people and yet all alone. Our individualism can keep us from feeling like we belong. Being our authentic selves can feel life-giving. It can also cause us to be restrictive in our participation. Just me, huh? Okay, sometimes my individualism or my authentic self can make me feel like I'm restrictive in my participation. I'll just own it. It doesn't have to be yours, it's mine. There you go. And sometimes I can be at a whole party or a place full of people and feel all alone. There you go. Again, mine. Take it if you want, but that's mine. Yeah. I have to wonder how we can be our authentic selves and continue to put ourselves out there in authentic ways when we get overcome with some of those types of feelings, like, I don't fit in. And it makes me wonder how we can join in with those that desire to authentically love and care for us, and how we can stay present when it feels like no one at all is like us. I was reminded, and I'm sure of it, that belonging is important. Feeling like you fit in with those that you are with helps us want to be with other people. So how do we do that? Especially in this church setting where we have a big sign out front or a couple of them that say, all are welcome. And we have a mission statement that says we're going to make new disciples for Jesus Christ, when that means that new will cause us to be exposed to other people. Right? New opens up that possibility that they might not only believe different things than we do, but they might also have different practices that they bring with them, different ways to reach or share God. Now, I know I'm still a bit new here, and so I haven't heard something that I have heard at every other church I belong to. I have not heard here, at least not many times, that's how we've always done it. Yeah, oh, I've been to some good churches that have had some good lists of that's how we've always done it. And by that usually meant don't mess with it, new girl. Yeah. I have to imagine that when Jesus went to this wedding at Cana and his mom told him to go talk to the servants and tell them what to do next, that more than a few of them had a thought or maybe even a mumble that said, that's not how we've always done it, right? A guest should not be telling us what to do. Oh, can you just hear the scuttle, right? I'm reminded, is it Downton Abbey? I'm reminded of the basement conversations, right? Yeah, oh. And how the workers really felt about Jesus stepping into their space and letting them know what they should do. And magically, he thinks there's going to be wine. Well, it wasn't magic, but a miracle took place. They did what they were asked to do, and it turned out pretty good. Pretty great, actually. Now, Carol shared with us the story of Matthew being called to be a tax collector. And in this story, there's definitely a new way of Jesus recruiting, right? He went right up to the table of a tax collector. Ooh. You're all supposed to do that, right? Like, oh, yeah, oh. Went right up to that table of the tax collector, and he invited him to be a part of his group. Jesus brought an outsider in, someone from what we might call another team, and asked him to join the Jesus Club, right? Yeah, right, but scary. And not everyone in the club thought it was a good idea. They questioned Jesus, and Jesus' reply was, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. Those who are well have no need for a physician. That's a call out to us, if I've ever heard one, that we must not do what we've always done or stay in our places of comfort or conformity, but instead we must reach out and receive from the Blessed One. That we must first turn to Jesus, right? If Matthew had looked the other way when Jesus walked up to that table, we would have, like, all different memorizations of songs and disciples, right? All our everything. Our book would be different, right? If Matthew hadn't turned and faced Jesus with an open heart, we wouldn't know anything about him, probably. Because there's probably thousands of those stories where Jesus just walked by, right? But Matthew turned and faced Jesus, just like we must. Just how we're invited to cast our cares on him and look to God for healing. But in order to do so, first we must name what's holding us back. I invited us a couple weeks ago to name it and write it down. What's causing you anxiety? What makes this world not feel safe for you? What do you need in order to move forward in your faith or in your life? What needs to move, right? And then last week we talked about this idea that we must put our faith over our fear, that once we have named our fears or that what's holding us back, then we need to deeply root ourselves in our faith. We need to know the stories, the miracles, the experiences that others have had with God, and we need to own them and believe in them. We have to put our hope and our trust in God and have faith. And then we get to this week and it's belonging. Then we find our group and we get to belong, right? We can feel comfortable with those we worship with. We can be the church together, even if we don't always do church the same way. Because we have to set aside our own imperfections. Now, Matthew's imperfection is easy for us to name, right? Tax collector. Yeah. Isn't it fun when it's just so easy, right? Matthew was a tax collector, therefore he was bad, right? That was just easy for us. Our own imperfections can hide a bit. They're not quite as easy as calling out one's occupation in today's world, or naming where someone lives or what they wore, that would make them someone who doesn't fit in. But we need to do that work. We need to consider how we can serve God's people, how we can get beyond the labels and come together and recognize that we belong. In this building, we attempt to be the church. We do our best to foster a way of belonging, to make a safe place of being together. We don't wear super smelly perfumes because we're mindful of allergies. We think about the ingredients we put in our food, or we label it so all can partake. We put our rooms back together or move the chairs, right? We leave something better than we found it. We invite people to sit next to us. And when there's extra folks here, we give up our regular seat. Sometimes we even sit in the front row. Yeah. Yeah. And we do that not just to be polite, although it is polite, right? But we do it because our hospitality is rooted in our biblical understanding in the stories like the wedding at Cana and the stories like Jesus recruiting a tax collector. Because there's a deeper message that beyond all of our differences, we are all God's people. We are all God's people. We recognize that we have all been called differently, loved in other ways, included in God's family at different times or in different places, that we all look like and are sinners. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Guess I didn't watch enough TV last night. I don't have all those cool sounds in my head, right? Yeah. But it's like sinners. The music just changes, right? You are a sinner, right? I'm not supposed to say that probably here, huh? Sorry. I and some others recognize that we are sinners and we're in need of a redeemer, that we have an illness that needs to be healed, as Jesus puts it, that we need a physician, someone to follow and treat us, someone to help us through the things that make us not quite who God has called us to be. And I dare say that the moment that we forget that we too are sinners in need of redemption, that we too are imperfect, that whenever we forget that's when we're going to run into problems. That's when we need to pause and check ourselves. You know, sometimes I get invited to events because I'm the pastor. That's okay. It's good. I have been given an honorable seat in places. I have been served first. I've even been given a chance to speak when very few others have gotten a chance to speak. I've been introduced with my position first, and I have been clapped for when others have not. It feels really odd. Humbling, exciting, but also very odd, right? It makes me feel like I don't really fit in the group, but am just invited to be at the group sometimes. And yet I give thanks because, like many of you, I enjoy being invited. I enjoy being included. I love it when they tell me what to wear so I know just how to fit in with those I'm sitting next to, right? I lift up my thank yous for feeling like I belong. And I give thanks for the blessing of sharing God's love in a space that it's not always had a place. Our Hispanic ministry team met this week to prepare for our next session. And in sharing around the table, our leaders said things that made my heart really smile. Our leaders, not our students, said that they are a part of that group because they have felt invited, that they feel like they belong, that they are familiar with family and love. That's the people who are loving on our Hispanic community that gathers in this place. Now, I'm sure if we did a poll of the students, we might hear similar words. But those who lead used words like invited, belonged, familiar, family, and love. I wonder if the guests at Cana would have said the same thing, right? When they thought the party was going to abruptly be over at a time when it shouldn't, because it's supposed to continue on, and they suddenly had their glasses filled, and they got to continue rejoicing. I wonder if they would say, loved, invited, belonged. I wonder if those are words that ever entered Matthew's head when Jesus said, come and follow me. And he thought, oh, a bunch of stinky fishermen, right? Yeah, I'll come hang out and see where we fit together, right? I wonder if he thought invited, belonged, familiar, family, or love. Gosh, I hope so. Gosh, I really hope so. And I hope that for you too, as part of this church community, as part of any group that you are a part of, but especially here as our Crossroads church family. I hope that when you hear words like Carol read from Philippians, it was good for you to share in my troubles. I hope that you recognize that that's not just a flippant line, but that recognizes deep connection, true understanding, invitation, and acceptance, belonging. No doubt it is good for you to share in my troubles. And thank you for those who have helped our family especially. It's been a hard couple weeks, and it's going to get harder. But I recognize that belonging to a community of faith helps me and those whom I love. And I think you recognize that too. I hope you do. And if you, for some reason, you feel alone in this big group of people, or you feel like you don't yet belong, or you feel like there's something that holds you back, that one of your imperfections makes you feel as an outsider instead of an insider, I hope that you will be brave enough to talk to me or someone else about that and give us a chance to help each other. Because I think it's important to pray for each other and to be with each other. And when our friends are sleeping in a hospital bed instead of their own bed, or they're serving tea to a relative that they wish they didn't have to be around, right? Or when they're called to sit in a place that makes them feel uncomfortable, I pray that you and those whom we love can remember that they are loved and that they belong, and that even if that place is uncomfortable, there is comfort in our church family. I know, I have picked probably in the 18 months I've been here, we've probably sang You Are the Church like 12 times. Thankfully, we keep changing the person at the piano so they don't tell me we've done it too much. But to me, that song is one that's grounded in our faith. That this building is great, but being each other's people is what we're called to do. Walking in faith together is what we're called to do. And when we get scriptures like this, this wedding at Cana, that makes us wonder, what does wine have to do with God making disciples, right? And why do we have to look at the story of generosity in one where people who already had plenty get more? Right? There's a lot of questions if you really want to dig theologically into this story. And I would love to do that with you if you'd like, because I too question why Jesus' mom said, you're going to do this. And he said, it's not time yet, woman. Oh, that's a fun one. Yeah. But was she nudging the divine? Are we allowed to nudge the divine? Ooh. Should we? That's what being a faith community is about. That's what belonging is about. It's not being afraid to say, I don't get it. I don't get it. Help me understand. Walk with me. Help me be familiar and loved and family and belong. With God's help, may you feel like you belong. And when you feel alone, may you find someone, or may someone find you, so that we may walk together in the grace of God's love. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.